Good morning, everyone. Today is the 24th of February on Saturday morning. And, you know, as we think over our lives, we are caused to reflect about how we were raised, how we were brought up, the educational systems that we were brought up in, the religious systems that we were brought up in. And as we departed as we grew older and grew into young adulthood, we started families of our own. And how we continued in the same vein, in the same sort of religious systems. And then as we continued on in our education, for myself, it was quite a interesting journey, I must say. Quite an interesting journey. My family went through a time of focusing on materialism. Things, what we could bring to ourselves, you know. And my dad was a hard-working plumber, ultimately to own his own business, and he bought a home in a very upscale area in Kansas, and so I followed in his steps and tried to live on a level that I could not afford, which brought much devastation to our family. And then I became very disconcerted with everything and decided to go back to University of Kansas. Finally completed my degree, and then, of course, as you all know, I ended up becoming a social worker, and then ultimately terminated for refusing to license homosexuals as foster parents and place children with homosexuals. And that resulted in a 5-year battle, 5-year court case against the state of Missouri. And that was absolutely a horrendous thing to have to go through and for my family to go through. But God sustained us through the whole thing, and ultimately we did win the case. God won the case. But a big event happened in my life when I was presented a book called The Sovereignty of God by Arthur Pink. And as I read through that book, because I hadn't been a student of the Bible, even though I had attended Bible school from grade school through high school, what was called a Bible school, Arminian Free Will Bible School. But when I read through the Arthur Pink's Sovereignty of God, it put everything that I had been taught and presented as truth into question. And I remember telling my wife, if this book is true, we've been lied to all of our lives, you know. But if this book is false, then, you know, what we've been told our lives is true. And I want to find out. Well, only God can reveal the truth through His Word. I began to find the truth. And the Bible says that the Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. And as I began to study through that book, The Sovereignty of God, and started searching the scriptures, I found out that I had, in fact, been lied to my whole life, and that book was, in fact, true. It was just substantiating what the Word of God taught. And so that put me on a path of, and I believe that God shortly revealed Himself to me in a real way. And I was quickened by the Holy Spirit, caused to believe the gospel. It had nothing to do with me. It had nothing to do with my choice. It had nothing to do with free will. I came to understand that I was dead in my trespasses and sin, and I needed a Savior. And that Savior was effectually calling me. And not only had I been foreknown and predestinated and called, but I'd also been justified. And Christ had shed His precious blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary for me. He had become my sin bearer. And as I began to study the aspect of this salvation, I realized that He gave unto me eternal life, and no man could pluck me out of His hand, no man could pluck me out of His Father's hand. And I also began to study John, the 6th chapter, and it really rocked me, especially when I came to the scripture that says, all the Father hath given me will come to me. All the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. And so, this has been quite a journey, I must say. You know, I was about 37 years old when God brought me to a saving knowledge of the truth. And that's been 20 some years ago. I'm 64 now. Almost 30 years. And what a different path it caused us to go on. My wife came to the same realization. And God has blessed my son to come to the same realization, even though he's been through a horrendous experience with a brain degenerative disease. But the reason I'm sharing this with you this morning is that we all have things that we have to go through in our lives. We may not understand it, and it may be perplexing to us at times. You know, I did a message one time from that passage in Peter where it says, think it not strange, just things that we're going through to test us, to prove us. And we're going through a very difficult time in our history, with the demise, the death of Billy Graham, because people are taking this event and making Billy Graham more than a person. They're almost making him a deity. And I wouldn't surprise me if the Roman Catholic Church didn't canonize him as a saint. And his whole, all of the media is behind him. NBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, Fox. All of these news entities are saying nothing but good about him. Scripture warns us to beware when all men speak well of you. And we see that the whole theology of Billy Graham was one of inclusion. And Christ theology is one of exclusion. He said, my sheep know my voice and they follow me. He said that broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many there be that find it. Narrow is the way that leads to path to life everlasting. A few there be that find it. The only way we can find it is if we're found of God. And that's the discussion that Jesus Christ had with Nicodemus. The third chapter of John, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. And so when one takes a stand against the teachings of Billy Graham, his ecumenism, his marriage to Rome, the harlot church, him sending people back into the Roman church, him sending people back into Judaism, him acknowledging that he became pretty much a Schulerite at the end of his ministry. He even interviewed with Robert Schuller and pretty much had the same adage that Robert Schuller, all paths lead to God. You know, even saying that people that did not know Jesus and just had some light, whatever that is, even unbelievers, he went so far as saying, he thought they were saved and they would be in heaven. Many followed his pernicious ways. You know, and I think that this event is going to bring a reenactment all over again, re-enliven this ecumenical world church. Billy Graham became an advocate of the World Council of Churches. And he advised different presidents that they needed to have different leaders pray at his inauguration because they needed all faiths represented. Well, this morning, as we reflect on these things, let us realize that according to Scripture, there is a false system. There is a false teacher, a false Christ, and then there is the genuine Christ. You can see the genuine by looking at the genuine. Counterfeiters will tell you that the best way to see a counterfeit piece of money is to look at the genuine. When we look at the Bible, of course, that's the first thing that happened in Billy Graham's ministry. He began to do away with the King James Version of the Bible, the Authorized King James Version, and went to the Alexandrian text, you know, which questioned the virgin birth, which questioned six-day literal creation, which put a lot of questions in a lot of people's minds. And Billy Graham, by his own admission, had questions regarding these things. At the end of his life, he even denied that there was a literal hell with fire and brimstone and so on. Well, anyway, I want to encourage those who are standing for the truth of God's words today. We are few and far between. There's not that many of us left. And you can see what is transpiring in our world today by looking at how many people are exalting the false teacher Billy Graham, and how the people that come against this false teachings are held in utter contempt, and many unkind things are said to them, and they are treated as second-class citizens. Christ said that if you're in Christ, you're going to suffer persecutions. You're going to be maligned. Billy Graham left this world in pretty much in ivory palaces, didn't he? Did you see the motorcade as they were transferring his body from the cemetery to the Billy Graham $1 million library? It looked as though it was a presidential motorcade, didn't it? But you know what? That's not the way the Apostle Paul left. They killed him. They boiled John the Apostle in oil. They killed Peter and hung him upside down on a cross. And all the other apostles were martyred, except for John. Billy Graham was not a martyr. He had the accolades of all the presidents, all the news outlets, and it was because of his providing people a gospel so that they will bring into themselves teachers having itching ears. They want to hear, they want to have their ears tickled. Well, I hope that you will be encouraged if you're taking a stand for the truth of the gospel, the truth of the eternal election of God for His people, the absolute effectual calling and the effectual work of the atonement and not a possibility atonement. I hope that you will be encouraged, and I hope that you will not be disheartened in your spirit. God will give us the strength to go on. You know, I'm glad that we do have Word of God to show us the way. I'm glad that that person gave me the Sovereignty of God by Arthur Pink. I'm glad that God quickened me and caused me to be born again by the Spirit of God. And I'm glad that we don't have to be compromise our faith and join those who are involved in a false gospel. You know, I'm glad that God has placed within us the faith of Christ. All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered us through the Spirit working by His eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that He would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. God bless you this day, and may you be comforted through His Word. It's my prayer.